Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Мы начинаем наш воскресный вебинар, как всегда.
Hello, dear friends. We are beginning our Sunday webinar. As usual, in the studio is Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Boris Bulatsurkovsky, and Semyon Vinokur. We're going to be discussing the wisdom of Kabbalah. You are already connecting in many groups there all around the world. We have American groups and groups in China, and we have translation into many languages. So now it's a big celebration on Sundays. So we're going to have your questions during the lesson as well. And today we're going to continue the articles of Shamati. Dr. Leitman. Yes, that's what you are choosing according to the desires of our friends. Semyon, correct. Today we'll be studying Shamati number article 34, the prophet of a land. Dr. Leitman, that's article number 34. Semyon, we have also a few questions that have remained. Dr. Leitman, I will just say a few comments. The prophet of a land, the truth from its opposite, is a very interesting topic. It's a central topic. In principle, in order for us to understand something, we need to understand the phenomenon itself and also the states opposite it. Otherwise, we do not feel it. If there would be no darkness, we would not feel. If there would be only light, we would not feel it. There needs to be some relationship between darkness and light in order for us to have a sensation. Therefore, most importantly, a person has an opportunity to feel in increased sharpness the oppositeness of the phenomena. And within that, the person rises in his definitions and in his degrees, meaning an expert is one who has many opposed, contrasting qualities, which he can combine. Or he can put two opposite things together, and from that he learns, and from that he becomes an expert. Semyon, so you're not afraid of darkness, Dr. Leitman? Certainly not. I'm not afraid of darkness. Without darkness, we could not define light. We ourselves were born in darkness, in the ego. Thanks to that, we become more and more egoistic. We can discover the oppositeness, our increasing oppositeness, our increasing contrast to the Creator, and accordingly, our increasing equivalence to Him. Semyon, you said that you need to become a bigger egoist. Dr. Leitman, no, it's written that way, that each one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than he. We learn everything only from the size of our egoistic desire. We actually measure the ego, and from the ego, we measure the light, its phenomena, the cascading down of the light. The light itself we measure from the ego. Semyon, what, you don't need to do something with that? Dr. Leitman, you don't need to do anything. On the contrary, let it grow to our joy. We will engage with it gradually. Semyon, so how do you, Dr. Leitman? Therefore, they say the wisdom of Kabbalah, Kabbalah from the word reception. How do you receive everything possible to devour and absorb into yourself everything possible? Only that it will be used in order to bestow, in order to give. That is the entire paradox. But that will all come. Semyon, what's comfortable for you? For you to read, for us to read? Dr. Leitman, for you to read. Semyon, okay, so I will start reading. Dr. Leitman. Semyon, okay, so we'll begin. Article number 34 from Shamati, the prophet of a land. We're starting to read. It is known that nothing appears in its true form only through its opposite, as far as light excelleth darkness. This means that everything points to another, and by the opposite of something, the existence of its opposite can be perceived. Dr. Leitman, we have that in our lives. We use it instinctively. So there is nothing kabbalistically unique about it, let's say. We always need to shine more light in order to see in contrast to the darkness. We need to experience more darkness in order to see the Torah. There are all kinds of qualities of good and bad, and we always measure one in relation to the other. You cannot measure one in and of itself, by itself, but only against its opposite. Or the size of the thing that's opposite it. In short, the thing, and you need to measure according to what is opposite to it. Semyon, a person can only be happy if he wasn't if he was unhappy beforehand. Dr. Lightman, no. You could say that a person can be happy if in parallel he feels the unhappy state simultaneously. And then these two states weave together, and then he can really understand how happy he is. Semyon, that is deep, Dr. Lightman, but there's nothing you can do. Otherwise, you see how all these happy people, how they're detached, how they're, these people who are in love, for instance, they cannot appreciate what is that state against it, what is that state opposite it, and therefore they lose what they have. Semyon, and how are they supposed to feel it? Dr. Lightman, a wise person is one who has two states in parallel. That's what's written, that there is none as wise as the experienced.
There's
none as wise as the experienced, meaning that he knows the opposing states, he can then evaluate them correctly. If he feels the state that he feels, then he can also feel the state opposite to that, and then his pleasure is complete. Semyon, is that the secret of happy life? Dr. Lightman, that takes place in relationships, in everything. You can evaluate and value something only if you experience the opposite thing to it. Therefore, all these initial states, such as marriage, all kinds of relationships, people with the ego today, then they don't need too much in order to have that experience. Moving on. Hence, it is impossible to attain something in complete clarity if its parallel is absent. For example, it is impossible to estimate and say that something is good if its opposite is missing, pointing to the bad. It is the same with bitterness and sweetness, love and hate, hunger and satiation, thirst and saturation, adhesion and separation. It turns out that it is impossible to come to love adhesion prior to acquiring the hate of separation. Dr. Lightman, yes. There's nothing you can do about it. If we want to be wise, capable of valuing our state, it doesn't matter what state it is, we need to also be in the state against it, and only then we can appreciate what we have. Semyon, you say that it needs to be in parallel at the same time. Dr. Lightman. What I have, I value. Why do I value that? Because within myself, I can create a state where I lose it, and therefore I appreciate it. Semyon, that feeling that I can lose it needs to be there? Dr. Lightman, yes. Then it is a true sensation of closeness. Semyon, constant concern. Dr. Lightman, it's a necessity. We need to know how to protect that concern. That is artistry. It is artistry to hold during the state of love that concern, that fear of being able to lose that love. Otherwise, that love is childish. It's not worth much. Boris, question. Why, in order to attain love, it's not enough to feel separation, but we need to hate the separation? Dr. Lightman, what does it mean to experience that you experienced and you forgot about it? Then you won't feel love. But only in a way where it's a small and pleasant feeling, and then you will lose it easily. Only if, therefore it's written that there is none as wise as the experienced.
Who
went through all the states and is capable of valuing joy in what he has in comparison to that in which he can lose it. And then, from the beginning, he will protect what he has. Otherwise, we lose everything. But in general,
все наши тысячелетия во многих кругооборотах жизни,
our thousands of years of life, our many incarnations have been given to us, all in all, in order for us to gain experience, to start valuing what we have,
and
in such a way, we acquire true happiness. And it will be composed of the opposite state, the bad state. We ourselves are creations made in such a way, made opposite to the Creator. Semyon, let's continue gradually. Friends, please prepare your questions, because there is going to be a place here for questions. We're going to speak about love. Let's continue.
Что означает разлука и от кого он отдален?
To be rewarded with the degree of hating separation, one must first know what separation is, meaning what he is separated from. And then one may say that he wants to correct that separation, Dr. Leitman, not just to correct it. He wants to hold himself.
So
that he doesn't become remote from it. And he can only understand that when he feels the separation. Because if he does not have that memory, if that state didn't exist in him, then he wouldn't be afraid of it. And he wouldn't approach it as if as hating that state, as a blind one. Meaning we need to hate that separation, meaning when we fall, then we can... After we fall, then we can protect ourselves in order to not fall. Semyon, but we do not remember our falls, Dr. Leitman, but we are capable of remembering it if we want to. And then we will not fall and we will not break. Meaning all of our negative qualities exist in us. We do not need to be... We do not need to keep hitting the same wall, Boris. Those reshimot exist in us, right? Those memories, and through them we'll be able to keep growing and rising degree by degree. Dr. Leitman, yes. And it looks like we already have a question from Novosibirsk. Question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. There is this direction. Certain people think
то есть откуда вот корень этого берется? То есть есть какая-то вот в обществе модель, что счастье это когда я непрерывно
счастлив.
Радость, наслаждение, да, и как бы тогда в моей
joy or happiness is that I'm always happy by feeling pleasure, and then I don't need suffering in my life. What is that model, Dr. Leitman? That's an incorrect formula of happiness, and it's not the correct construction of a question. It's not the correct education, because we do not know our nature, therefore, to my sorrow, we are not happy. If we would understand who we are and what we are, then we would be capable of establishing ourselves. Since our structure, our attitude to every state, it doesn't matter what the state is, would be whole, perfect. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah does. It doesn't change the world. It doesn't say that you need to change something around you. You need to change your attitude to the world, and then you will be happy. In the perfect and absolute state. St. Petersburg. Hello, do you hear? Yes. Question from St. Petersburg. Hello. This is my first time in these lessons. I've only just started reading the Zohar with your explanations. I liked how you wrote about the transformation of the ego. The corrected state that is depicted there of a person where the boundaries fall.
На вопросы находятся они в данном состоянии, они сказали нет. У меня вопрос.
Симеон и Борис talked about that state. So I have a question. You yourself, are you in that state, Dr. Lightman? You open your eyes a little bit more and you will see whether it's yes or no. Question. I do not succeed to see it with my eyes, that's why I ask. The second question. When I go through the course of 10 lessons and I picture that people around me have not attained this state, so how can I depict something that is not that a teacher doesn't have there? Dr. Lightman, what do you think a teacher needs to be, triangular or... Dr. Lightman, no, the teacher gives you connection to the wisdom. And you, according to this method, go and integrate with it by yourself. He, in any case, cannot give you his spiritual sensation. Question. I have a concrete question. Are you in that state? Dr. Lightman, I will not tell you. You yourself open your eyes and you will be able to see. How can you ask someone else and check whether they are in a state like that or not? Question. Dr. Lightman, please. Dr. Lightman, it's not a... I'm not afraid of question. Please ask. Question. You once said that there's this point of Jews, this black point.
Абсолютно в каждом.
Во всех людях на земле.
That it starts when a person starts developing. Does every person have that point in the world? Dr. Lightman, that point is called Jewish from the word for unity with the Creator. Question. I understand. It's not a provocative question. That's what I'm saying to you. It's a point which is always a point, or does it turn into a sphere? Dr. Lightman, yes, it does turn into a sphere, and then it turns into a partsuf. It's a spiritual, complete spiritual entity. Everyone has that, but those in whom it awakens are called Jews or Hebrews. Hebrew from the word lavor, cross, because they cross from the egoistic to altruistic world, but it hasn't got any connection to Jews or Hebrews in our world. That's the spiritual definition. Are there any more questions? I do have a provocative question. Dr. Lightman, why are you trying to tell me that you have provocative questions? Question. I saw many of your lessons and interviews and lectures, and you say that this desire doesn't exist, that only our perception exists. So the question is, if there is only a perception and no world, so what is the perception of? Dr. Lightman, of yourself. You feel yourself within yourself, your desires. That depict your world to you. Question in continuation to that. For example, a cup of tea is in front of you. It could be a cup of cognac if it's all an illusion. So what's the difference between the tea and the cognac, Dr. Lightman? If you will change certain desires in yourself, then you will have cognac instead of the tea. There's no problem. Do you know how to change desires like that? Question. No, that's why I'm asking, Dr. Lightman. Exactly that's why you came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to study. That's provocative. Question. Wait. You're not answering. Dr. Lightman, what do you mean I'm not answering? I'm saying that everything you feel are your desires, whatever you picture within yourself. If you want to draw for yourself a cup of cognac and not a cup of tea, so you can do that. I promise you. There are many such stories of Kabbalists on that topic too. Thank you. That's all the questions from St. Petersburg. Yes. Almaty. Question.
Есть замечательный инструмент, это
ближе,
дальше, и Творец очень хорошо как-то, ну, высшая сила его использует.
Measurement of close or far.
Вопрос, можем ли мы использовать тот же самый инструмент по отношению к высшей
силе? Question is, can we use that same vessel in relation to the upper force, closer or further away? Dr. Leitman, certainly. We can make the Creator more remote or closer to us? Question, and he will feel that in a certain way? Dr. Eitman, he, the Creator, there is no such thing. He is a certain structure within ourselves, in us. Question, we, in relation to ourselves, come closer to him? Dr. Eitman, yes, outside of us there is nothing. Everything is inside us. Even everything that you now feel, the world around you, with all your friends, everyone there, everyone you can imagine to yourselves, all of that, all in all, exists within you, in your awareness, in your consciousness, and nothing other than that. A question from Nikolaev. Hello, everyone. Dr. Leitman, hi. Question. I also have a provocative question. What is love? Dr. Leitman, what is love? That is the most provocative question. Love is adhesion with something opposite to me, something that is against me. That is love. Adhesion of opposites. That's all. We also have the World Academy of Kabbalah virtual group in Russian. Question. First question from a student. Hatred and separation is like fear of the Creator. Dr. Leitman, no, but one comes from the other. From hating separation, you start creating the fear of the Creator. Question, another question. Do we need to go through all these states? We need to go through all the states in the group, but only the speed depends on us? Dr. Leitman, yes. Only the speed depends on you. Another question. If no desire gets a fulfillment completely and we feel great suffering, so according to the principle of oppositeness, then we could say that these desires will get fulfillment completely and then we will be happy? Dr. Leitman, but it's not just a matter of waiting to get fulfillment. A person needs to work. He won't just get fulfillment, and also all the answers to your questions. Another question. If all people are Jews and everyone has a point in the heart, then why there are Jews as a separate nation? Dr. Leitman, because the Jews need to reveal the method of humanity's unity, and they do not do that, and therefore non-Jews feel dependent on that small group of people. We will continue. Semyon. Written, everyone are Jews, but not everyone's brave enough to reveal that. Dr. Leitman, we have another question from MacVG. Okay, they just finished their question, so let's continue. We will continue. Boris. In other words, one should examine from what and from whom he is separated. After that, he can try to amend it and connect himself to the one he has become separated from. If, for example, one understands that he will benefit from joining with the Creator, then he can assume and know what one loses by remaining separated, Dr. Leitman, and we engage in that primarily in the group. Boris, gain and loss are measured according to the pleasure and the suffering. One stays away from something that causes one suffering and hates it. The measure of the distance depends on the measure of the suffering, since it is human nature to escape from suffering. Hence, one depends on the other, meaning to the extent of the suffering, one exerts and does all kinds of deeds so as to stay away from it. In other words, the torments cause hate for the thing that induces torments, and to that extent, one stays far from it. Dr. Leitman, certainly everything is measured according to suffering. One who has received blows is worth twice as much as one who hasn't received blows. Semyon, so should we be attracted to light, or should we be repelled, should we be running away from suffering? Dr. Leitman, I cannot just be attracted to light. I do not feel that I will receive anything there, something pleasant, something good. What? Only from the negative sensations I have can I depict to myself what are good states. Semyon, so I need to constantly distance myself from suffering. Dr. Leitman, always. And also, the Creator is felt through us as a state where we are completely freed from our suffering. And therefore, that state, we value it as the best state possible. But if you really want to progress to that state, then you need to go faith above reason. And then you don't progress according to your suffering, but you progress according to the suffering of the others. And then you have great opportunities to progress. Semyon, and that is the path of the light. Dr. Leitman, that is really the path of the light. Semyon, the path of suffering, Dr. Leitman, we will still learn about that. Boris, it follows that one should know what is equivalence of form in order to know what he must do to achieve adhesion, called equivalence of form. By that he will come to know what are disparity of form and separation. Dr. Leitman, in other words, everything is according to closeness and farness. Semyon, it is known from books and from authors that the Creator is benevolent. This means that His guidance appears to the lower ones as benevolence, and this is what we must believe. Dr. Leitman, we need to believe. We do not feel that. However, in order to progress, that we need to accept that as something given. Semyon, therefore, when one examines the conduct of the world and begins to examine himself or others, how they suffer under providence instead of delighting, as is fitting for his name, benevolent, it is then hard for him to say that providence is benevolent and imparts abundance. Semyon, certainly it's difficult. So how can we feel? Dr. Leitman, do not curse the whole world and certainly the Creator on the bad that you see in the world, but to determine why you see that bad, and then it will reveal that you see that bad as your own corruption. That is the paradox. I see in other people how much they relate badly to each other and to me and to everything in general, and I see this huge badness, this huge evil in the world. I have to say that it's because I'm uncorrected. Truly, I need to see around me a perfect picture composed of goodness and mutual connection and love. How could that be if I see everything opposite to that? They explain to me that I have opposite qualities. Instead of the qualities that you have, turn them into their opposite, and then you will receive from our terrible world heaven. Semyon, but it doesn't disturb you that the Kabbalist says you need to believe in the providence of good and benevolence? Dr. Leitman, believing doesn't mean I need to close my eyes and just believe that it's so. I don't need to believe that this world is perfect and only I don't see it that way. I need to accept that as something that I work on for correction in order to attain the vision, that perception. Semyon, so all these doubts, they exist in me. Dr. Leitman, everything lives in you. We have another question from St. Petersburg. Question. In relation to what you said, faith, turns into religion. Kabbalah is a religion. Dr. Leitman. No, it's not a religion. What is a religion? Religion is what you believe in because they told you to believe in it. Question. No, that's faith. And religion is already an organization of society. Dr. Leitman, okay, so if you define it that way, let it be that way. But the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't relate to that at all. What you, in your ordinary life, start determining as all kinds of rules, customs that aren't existing in nature, but you want them to exist that way. So yes, many times we call that religion. It could also be some...
Но в Каббале нет. Каббала, она построена на том,
cultural customs in the society, but not according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, you reveal, the key word here is reveal, these phenomena in nature, inside yourself, with complete knowledge. And then you don't have problems with that. Certainly, that is not religion.
And
also, it is not science, because it does not reveal in your animalistic senses and in your animalistic mind, but it reveals in those qualities that you develop within yourself where you rise above your ego, meaning you rise above the matter of our world. And then you start feeling completely different qualities, different laws, and you continue advancing in such a way. And your friend there, I saw that he escaped. The young guy there. Okay. You understand all that? We need to learn from such examples in our lives.
With such an attitude. Не достигнет истины. Он должен все-таки как-то углубиться в какую-то тему.
One needs to deepen in a topic to understand what he is engaging with. Because if you relate to what you heard today from the point that you were stabilized in yesterday. So yesterday you have all kinds of dogmas and states and situations that you accepted as truth, and today from the conclusions of yesterday, you try to look at something new. So he took something as a condition, and everything else, he'll go and he will always deny, and he will never reach anything new. For 10 years, you can continue like that and never move.
Не слышно вас.
Be a miserable person in such a way. So, who else do we have there in St. Petersburg? Question. Dr. Leitman.
Я живу как кот, но я уровнем ниже, чем кот, потому что кот ни за что не платит, а я плачу за все, чтобы есть.
Told that I live like a cat, but I live at a lower degree than a cat because a cat never pays for anything and doesn't work for anything. And the wisdom of Kabbalah gives me an opportunity to attain that degree of the Creator or the Upper Force when I live like a cat. Dr. Leitman, you cannot remain in your life as a cat and attain the Creator. Attainment, however, in our world, and not just in our world, is built on equivalence of form. There's things in our world too that I also don't feel or reveal because I don't have qualities that are similar to those phenomena. I can only determine them if they create such qualities in me like those. Let's say now I do all kinds of exercises. And then I start feeling all kinds of qualities, characteristics, and accordingly I feel something new. But if I do not work within myself to create new qualities, so then I will never reveal anything new in our world. We only feel according to the condition of equivalence of form.
очки, допустим,
and all these mechanisms we built, for example, glasses or all kinds of instruments that expand the perception of our senses. They all built on that in which we can feel certain phenomena where right now they are unattainable in our current state, but are given for attainment. Meaning there are such phenomena around us where no matter how much we work on ourselves, we cannot attain them. It doesn't matter how much we build bigger eyes, bigger ears, microscopes, telescopes, because we are in a desire, in a quality, in a nature of based on absorption into itself, reception into itself. There is another quality in nature, a quality of bestowal, a quality of giving, exiting oneself. We need to acquire that quality, and then we can feel the other side of nature, what exists above the boundary.
Ты называешь, я выхожу из кота, и да, я перехожу.
Да, этим вы выходите из
кота
или там собачки. Чем вы себе представляете? И начинаете ощущать.
Question. So that's rising above the level of cat, Dr. Lightman. Yes, that's what that's considered. And then we'll be able to feel that space outside of us. And we won't be under that interference. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of perception of the true field of reality, where we cannot distort it. And then the whole wisdom of Kabbalah discusses how we can do that, how we can exit ourselves and start feeling that space. It tells us how to build our absorptive qualities, how they receive bestowal qualities, how they become bestowal qualities, and that is the entire wisdom. Okay, St. Petersburg, let us continue. Краснодар.
Здравствуйте, Раф. У нас общий вопрос.
Hello, Dr. Lightman.
Чувства внутри нас. Что это такое? Это моя реакция или это то, что Творец меня
My response, or is it the Creator?
Наши чувства.
Awakening something in my box. What are our feelings, our sensations? And I also want to add.
Себя как будто бы со стороны. То есть на тебя бывает там страх или радость.
I reveal myself from the side, meaning. Fear comes to me, or concern, and I have this feeling that it's not me. It's as if I observe myself from the side, that, for example, I am afraid now, I want something, that something new there. Dr. Lightman, that's wonderful. You're being shown who you really are. That's very good.
You're
being taught who you are. Are you good? Are you bad? Are you in fear or the opposite? You're a hero or something. You're being taught. And you, all in all, are not this or that or the other. You're being taught what emotions surface in you from plus to minus directly and on the contrary, and from within all that, you start attaining yourself, who is behind all those emotions. That's the revelation awaiting you, but the path is already correct. So to your success, I wish you all the success. Continue. Azerbaijan.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Мне слышно хорошо?
Да, да.
Question. Hello, Dr. Lightman. You hear me well? Dr. Lightman, certainly. Question. My name is Azer from the tent of Baku. My question is that we in Azerbaijan want to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah among youth. And we suddenly get this question, how is it correct to approach Muslim youth? Our nation is quite patient toward the Jews, and we've seen that throughout our history. But in any case, our society is The majority is Muslim, and those sources that we want to recommend are connected to the Jewish tradition. Dr. Leitman, yes. Question. So I wanted to ask, just for your advice, please. Dr. Leitman, I don't even know how to tell you. We have
a group of Turkey. Вы, наверное, знакомы с ними.
A very big and good group in Turkey. You know them for sure. They come to our congresses.
В феврале месяце, который здесь будет у нас,
есть огромное количество. Waiting for them in our next congress in February. There's a great quantity of books translated into Turkish. I know that in speech, Turkish and Azerbaijani pretty much the same. I don't know about in writing, though. Maybe you can receive books from them, from the Turkish friends. We always hear in the group. There are a few Turkish friends here who have been in our group here in Israel for many years. They also got married here in Israel. And they also translate to Turkish.
А вот с Азербайджаном я не знаю, как делать.
And they're coordinating between here and Turkey. In Azerbaijan, I don't really know. I recommend you to be very careful, because in general, people will not immediately understand that it's not connected to religion. They'll think that you're trying to bring Judaism to them.
Я бы не рисковал. Лучше занимайтесь пока между собой.
So I wouldn't take the risk. I would say that you work on connecting between yourselves if you're a small group. Listen to us, learn with us, come visit us. Our connection, connection between Azerbaijan and Israel is very good. They have a very good connection. I myself have been to Baku a few times. So please, come to our congress this coming February, and here we'll decide how to continue. I embrace you. And also say hello to Alec Bear there for me. Minsk. Question. Hello. I'm very happy that I'm here with you. Do you hear me well, Dr. Leitman? Yes, we hear you very well. Question. The experience of separation is necessary. Is divorce something that needs to happen in the world? Without divorce, can you not understand the opposite state to that? Is it correct that all couples need to divorce in order to afterward build a true spiritual family? This question really awoke in me. I'm feeling it strongly. How is it possible to correct the ego without divorcing and to understand everything? It's as if, does this law have to be there like that? Dr. Leitman, I'll tell you. On one hand, it's unpreventable according to the laws, but it's not necessary, because if I I'm among a great quantity of people, so I don't need to go through all these terrible states. If we will share all these terrible states among all of us, among these billions of people around us, then we will not experience them as being so bad. We will acquire the knowledge of all these opposite states, and then upon ourselves, we will not actually experience them. Just to feel them as a drop is enough. So don't worry about it. We'll go through it in your place, and you will only be happy. That's what I wish for you.
Атырау.
What else do we have?
Атурай.
Здравствуйте.
Атырау.
У меня такой вопрос.
Да.
Hello, question.
С точки зрения Каббалы, что такое смерть? Это, возможно, конец жизни.
Death, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is it the end of life, or is it the start of something new? Dr. Leitman, death of a live body.
There's
no connection to your true life. Where do we not start or end with that? You simply start feeling yourself as being in a different state. Therefore, we have nothing to think about this death. What's best is if we think how to continue our existence. So do not worry about it. Don't worry about death. Question. In general, we're not really worried about death, but the desire to live, is that also connected to the fear of death? Dr. Leitman, no. Truly the desire to live, how should I say it?
Это желание на самом деле вечное, совершенное. Это желание.
Desire to live is an eternal and complete, perfect desire. A desire to adhere to the source of life, to the Creator, and exist in adhesion with Him. And our beastly state we call life, but really it is a small condition of our lives in order to begin feeling the higher degree. Semyon, so we have a reshimo, a memory of this eternal life. Dr. Leitman, certainly we have this reshimo, this memory of eternity, otherwise we wouldn't be able to reach it, otherwise we'd be like animals, living like animals. So certainly we have this reshimo, this memory of eternity. Novosibirsk, question. Dr. Leitman, you said that many people have a point in the heart. Let's say a person has this latent point where he's alive, but that point doesn't awaken in him. So how, for that person, do these opposites and contrasts exist? What is light and darkness, life and the meaning of life? What does he need to go through? Dr. Leitman, we also lived in these states until our current state today, when that point started awakening in us. Beforehand, we just lived like other people who still live today. And don't think that life just goes by purposelessly. Everyone needs to go through the states they go through to build that reshimo, where without all those states they wouldn't be able to enter the spiritual state. Is that all? Boris, we have many questions from Facebook, from YouTube. If suffering is directed at self-analysis, is that an escape from myself or is that an escape from suffering? Dr. Leitman, it's not an escape from suffering. It could be progress, meaning a correct use of suffering. We just need to know how to implement them correctly in order for the suffering not just to go by purposelessly. Boris, another question. How did you rise above everything? How did you know all that? Dr. Leitman, how do I know all that? It's not such a lofty thing. You will know all that. I promise you that throughout the next 1.5 to 2 years, you will know in general everything that I know. You will see, because today the wisdom can be approached in a much quicker way. People are much different today. They're able to absorb and adapt within themselves a great quantity of information and to understand it for themselves. I promise you that you will know all that in the near future. Semyon, a question. How can we relate your words about happiness to there is none else besides Him? Dr. Leitman, when we start feeling that there is none else besides the Creator, then we really start feeling true happiness, because then we start feeling that we are in its source, and then we have no more problems. We are in control of our lives throughout the generations, through all the states. So there is none else besides him brings a person to complete attainment. St. Petersburg, question. Hello, I very much love you and respect you. You said that the ego constantly grows. Let's say in me, where is that ego? Is it in my mind or is it in forces that go through me? There are certain artists that have a big growing ego, and there are friends that don't need anything. They can just sit on a sofa and watch TV all day, sitcoms, watching a series on TV. So what is this developing, growing ego? In what body does it exist, or does it go through you? Why are people born with one kind of ego and other people born with, let's say, without an ego? Thank you. Dr. Leitman. The ego is an egoistic desire to fulfill oneself on account of someone or something. It exists in each and every one of us, not just in me, but also in the still vegetative and animate nature, outside the person and also inside the person. Because otherwise, matter in and of itself would not exist. Matter feels itself as matter only to the extent that it feels the ego in it, its desire to enjoy, to experience its existence. Where is that ego? It is in the matter itself. Not somewhere, but inside the matter. The ego is the spiritual component of matter. Matter can change if the ego changes. The ego is the inner force that holds the matter.
Крутиться электроны, атомы,
всевозможные состояния. The matter to move. Electrons, protons, all these things we learned in school, like chemical reactions, how elements connect between themselves through electrons outside the atoms. These are states of our ego. We will go through all that. You said you have many questions, Boris? Yes. What are decisions of a person worth if they all come from the ego? Dr. Leitman, in order for you to see that with the ego, you will not reach the truth, but you do progress with its help.
Опытных ощущений, которые ты постиг с помощью эгоизма.
They reveal to you and appear to you many, many sensations through your experience, thanks to your ego on one hand, but on the other hand, you also start understanding that you will not attain the truth that way, that you need to rise above it. And then you already start thinking, what is faith above reason? And we will discuss that not today, not now. It's a very big and lofty topic. Semyon, a very earthly question. If people, after divorce, maintain friendships, does it mean that they didn't have love between them? Maybe they did have love between them. There are many kinds of love. If I respect a person, if I feel an attraction to another person, but it's insufficient for me to love one, to be loyal to them, to understand, respect them, to support and help them. I can do everything, but to love... Love is a completely different state. Love, it's already not a mutual state, me to you and you to me. Love is not I am for you and you are for me, but only I am for you. doesn't have to be between two people. It could be that two people meet. It seems to them that they're in love, but it's no more than friendly relationships. They can get by on a physiological connection or some kind of support of each other, but it's not love. Love is that you feel pleasure from that in which you fulfill the other without any response back to you. Simeon, there's that eternal sentence in marriage. Do you love me? Do you love me? Took the layman. Yes, that's clear. Boris, question from Facebook. The struggle between two opposites, is that for the sake of the struggle itself, or there always needs to be the truth as the result? Dr. Lakeman, the struggle between the opposites is in order to attain the middle line. That will be the line of truth. Simeon, oppositeness is an absence of existence. Dr. Leitman, I didn't understand. Simeon, there, meaning I have something and then I lack it. That lack of what I had, that's the current state. Dr. Leitman, I don't know, if you're in relating to people, so I need other people in order to attain myself, in order to understand myself precisely because they're outside me, against me. Boris, when I'm only in hatred or only in love, can I reach some kind of middle ground between them? Dr. Leitman, you can when you rise one above the other, love above hatred. But it has to be with the help of the two of them. Simeon, question. Losing the state of love or losing the concept of love? Dr. Leitman, there is no such thing as the concept of love. It's really illusory. Love, really, is a feeling. Some kind of hairdo or some kind of something external. It's something in general of... It's an attraction to a part of the Creator. Loving someone is a gift of the Creator. Boris, a question. As much as there is something positive, there has to be something negative, there needs to be... Dr. Leitman, the more that there is this revelation of negative qualities, then you have more of an opportunity to attain the positive qualities. We need to understand that. Every movement needs to be directed at rising in relation to a positive attitude towards others against a negative attitude towards them, and then you really feel that you're advancing. Boris, a few announcements in relation to our major event this coming February, the World Kabbalah Convention. Each year we have a desert congress before that, and it turns out that we have all kinds of difficulties with the organization of the Congress in the desert. So we reached a decision that we invite all of you to our home, and you will be able to engage in the preparation to the World Kabbalah Convention. Your participation here will be free. There is also a Help a Friend Fund, and we can help each other prepare for that. Dr. Leitman, I didn't understand what you're saying, so I'm going to explain it. Before the upcoming World Kabbalah Convention in February, from the 22nd to 25th of February, we have a preparatory congress. Not in the same place of the World Kabbalah Convention. And we invite Everyone who wants, Boris, it'll be on the 20th, 21st of February. Yes, during these days. We wanted to do it in the desert, but it turned out that it's very expensive and also impossible for such a large quantity of people, so we're going to do it all in our center. So come and be with us here during these days, and we will pass our time here. It'll be free. We will take all the expenses upon ourselves. So we are looking forward to you here. Boris, there's also going to be a link placed in all the chats now. Dr. Eichmann, yes, there's this announcement everywhere. Boris, in the upcoming few days, the registration is going to open. Semyon, I have a feeling that in St. Petersburg, there's going to be a very, very big group. I felt them, Dr. Lehmann, only if they'll hold on, like that guy who escaped. Semyon, they're holding on. They are very strong instructors there. Dr. Lehmann, please tell him hello as well, and that he will also read what's written. I'm sure he will learn to change his opinion. I like such impudence. And we have another lesson coming up right now in Hebrew. You can stay. Embrace you all. To your health.